This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Washington Post asking, why aren't we calling the Oregon occupiers terrorists?
Because they're not.
Yeah, because they haven't used violence or threatened initiatory force on anyone. But we'll continue with that because we've only given the Washington Post editorial staff here a moment. Only a few sentences in here. I want to get into a little more of it. And then we'll talk about Rights Brigade. It's Ian and Rich in the studio. Joel Valenzuela is joining us here from rightsbrigade.com. He's an early mover as part of the Free State Project. And we'll talk more about some of the cool stuff that's going on here in New Hampshire that is only going to get better as thousands more people move here as part of the Free State Project. So if you've yet to check out the Free State Project and you care about the ideas of freedom, if you understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free, then you should join us here. Go to freestateproject.org. As we continue here, Janelle Ross over at the Washington Post has said that the media has been describing the people in Oregon that are occupying a federal wildlife reserve. There's a building on that premises, I guess, the Malheur Federal Wildlife Reserve that they're occupying, and some of them are armed. They've been called armed activists, militiamen, occupiers, and the lady here at the Washington Post says that, well, why aren't they talking about them as though they are insurgents or terrorists? She says, quote, when a group of unknown size and unknown firepower has taken over any federal building with plans and possibly some equipment to aid a years-long occupation, and when its representative tells reporters they would prefer to avoid violence but are prepared to die, the kind of almost uniform delicacy and the limits on the language used to describe the people involved becomes noteworthy itself. It's hard to imagine, she says, that none of the words mentioned above, particularly insurrection or revolt, would be avoided if, for instance, a group of armed black Americans took possession of a federal or state courthouse to protest the police. Black Americans outraged about the death of a 12-year-old boy at the hands of police or concerned about the absence of a conviction in the George Zimmerman case have frequently been described or inaccurately lumped together with criminals and looters described as thugs or marauding wolf packs where drugs are, according to CNN's Don Lemon.
And I will tell you, I've been disappointed that a lot of people on the right didn't seem to recognize the Tamira Rice case as a case where an open carrier was shot down in cold blood for exercising his Second Amendment right to have a weapon. Now, in this case, it wasn't a very good weapon. It was just a BB gun. But, you know, if I'm walking down the street with a holstered firearms arm, as I've done many times in the past, and as I hope to do again, I'm hoping that somebody will at least come up and ask me a couple questions before they shoot me in the face.
Well, so... I don't. In my opinion, I think that it was a ridiculous and unnecessary use of violence in Tamir Rice's case. But I'll go ahead and I'll play the devil's advocate here because we did have Chris Cantwell call in and he was defending the police in that case. He claims that the police say that Tamir Rice was pulling his gun from the waistband and they had to kill him because of that. That, you know, essentially he could have been drawing on them and, you know, they don't know if that gun is real or not. And further, it was reported that he wasn't just walking around with a holstered gun. He was allegedly, according to the calls to the police, pointing the gun at people on the streets. So that's brandishing. Again, we don't know what's true in that case, but those were the calls that people made to the police, ostensibly.
Well, having been an open carrier, I will tell you that a lot of the times people make calls to the police that are factually incorrect.
Sure. And he's got a gun!
Yeah. My favorite example of this is I was open carrying in a bar one time, and somebody randomly punched me in the face. And the call that went to the police was, there's a problem in a bar with a man with a gun. Now, basically what I did, because you can't wade into a fist fight when you're carrying a firearm,
right,
because your assailant might gain that firearm and be able to harm your friends. So basically what I did is I said, you don't interest me, and walked away. You know, I stood there and shook my head for a minute. He hit me pretty hard. But, you know, so I get outside, and the next thing you know, I'm looking down the barrel of a police AR-15 pointed in my face. And so I tell him to get the gun out of my face, and he points it at my feet, which is only marginally better. you know, it's,
I was there for that too.
Yeah. I was actually more irritated at the police than I was at the guy who hit me.
He was a barfly hater.
Yeah, I guess he was.
He turned into one of the Stop Free Keeners later on down the
line. Well, I had a feeling. I said to myself, this individual, he's going to go on one day to help found a hate group. So,
yeah, he did.
Exactly.
Join us here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. She goes on here. The Washington Post editorial piece: if a group of armed Muslims took possession of a federal building or even its lobby to protest calls to surveil the entire group, it's even more doubtful they could avoid harsher, more alarming labels. In fairness, and I agree with the statement that there will be people online who would certainly call Muslims protesting in that way terrorists, and that would also be inaccurate if they were just simply peacefully carrying guns.
The only thing that would change, and Muslims are kind of a special case, if it was blacks, say it was the new Black Panthers, then the only difference is the right-wing racists would be calling them terrorists, and the left-wing racists would be saying they're not, whereas here you have the left-wing racist saying, oh, these white guys are terrorists, and the white ring racist saying, oh, they're not. And those are the people, you can recognize those people because their estimation of a person's actions is about who they are and not what they did. Those are people who lack principle.
Now, as far as the actual response by government in these kinds of situations, the discrepancy, it seems to be most correlated with what they can get away with.
Yes,
I don't think and that's my opinion on racism in law enforcement, is it's not so much that they prefer to do bad things to certain groups. It's that they have historically been able to do that and get away with it a lot more.
And they're able to get away with it more on poor people. It's also an economic thing, because a poor person is less likely to know their rights, less likely to have an attorney, to have legal counsel, and so they get away with it against poor people more often. And blacks do have more of a poverty. More blacks are in poverty than other.
Yeah, so
folks.
It can be said it's a socioeconomic thing that tends to overly affect certain ethnic groups.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. More about the Washington Post here and their claims about this is terrorism, they say, or one of their editors or article writers does. We'll go, though, first to Randy in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Randy.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Welcome. Go ahead.
I want to talk about the Oregon shooting, but I want to touch on something that you were just talking about regarding
the Oregon shooting.
Who got shot?
I'm sorry. Whatever, the standoff or whatever. I'm just expecting the shooting. But touching on the socioeconomic factors that go into racism or just police beatings. I don't know if you've watched that Making a Murderer documentary on Netflix.
No, I haven't had time for a documentary.
A lot of people have been talking about that lately.
But yeah, someone did call about that.
Yeah, you got to watch it, Ian. But it goes into, they frame this guy, but he is poor. And when he got this really good attorney, the cops, couldn't believe it, because it goes into that how, they don't expect poor people to be able to fight back whenever they do anything. But regarding,
we got the best justice system that money can buy.
Yeah. Yeah, thank God for taxes. But regarding this whole Oregon standoff, the hypocrisy of it, you guys have been touching on as well. It's just ridiculous with people who, if there's cops are beating people in the streets during a protest, there's people, oh my God, look at the police violence, blah, blah, blah. But I get so angry going on Twitter and everything, because now the same people are going, oh, where's pleads to kill these guys. Why haven't they shot them? You know, they need to bomb them. And the hypocrisy that goes on is just incredible to me, and how just really stupid people are in this country. If you don't understand the situation, that automatically just resort to violence for it is really mind-blowing.
Thanks for your call tonight and the thoughts, Randy. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number for you, if you want to join the discussion, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're not a smoker, please cover your ears, because the following incredible free money-saving offer is not for you. The makers of O2 Pure's revolutionary e-cigarette are now giving away free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, simply call in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-691-5458. The advanced O2 Pure design creates a pleasant vapor. There's no foul-smelling smoke and no nasty tar, so you can enjoy the nicotine you love whenever and wherever you are. Even better, you could also save yourself a ton of money, hundreds of dollars a month, with O2 Pure. Again, free starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer, not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-691-5458. 1-800-691-5458. 1-800-691-5458.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, we'll talk a little bit more about jury outreach activism that has been amazing here in New Hampshire. And we do have Ian with you tonight.
Rich Paul.
And Joel Valenzuela. Hey, Joel. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
Good to have you here from RightsBrigade.com. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about what you've been doing with Rights Brigade. But a lot of people are still talking, and rightfully so, about what's happening in Oregon. And we're going to continue that with some people saying they should be considered terrorists for peacefully occupying a piece of federal property. Now, they are prepared to do violence, but so far, all of their actions have been relatively peaceful. Maybe, you know, someone broke into the building. I don't know, you know, exactly how many people are inside versus outside. The video I saw earlier today of the same guy who was talking about, like, he was ready to die yesterday. There was a video that he made. His name's John Ritzheimer, and I apologize.
If you're going to face the police state in any capacity, be prepared to die.
You could die.
Even
that's
if you're
true.
Not planning on engaging in violence.
Yeah, that's true. Even peaceful protesters have certainly been shot to death. I mean, back in, what was it, Ohio, Kent State? That's one example.
Then there was the guy who was shot in the face with a tear gas canister and died in California, I think. No, he didn't die. He was crippled.
There's no shortage of people who've not been violent and been killed by police, so I think you make a good point there, Rich. So we're going to continue with that. But the guy's name is John Ritzheimer. And I apologize because I named him differently yesterday. I had called him Blaine Cooper, and it was a understandable confusion because the YouTube channel the video was posted to was Blaine Cooper's YouTube channel, but the man who was saying goodbye to his family, basically, his name is John Ritzheimer. So I saw another video of him today. This video was of him standing in the Federal Wildlife Refuge area, I think nearby where all this is happening, but he says he's camping out. So it sounds like maybe some people are inside this building, perhaps, but others seem to have pitched tents outside the building. And so I don't know, you know, the reports have been that they broke into this building, but we've yet to really see any footage or any evidence of anyone actually inside the building. I'm not saying it's not happening. I just haven't seen that yet. Have you?
I have not, and I would be unsurprised if somebody told me that the Forest Service doesn't always lock the doors of their procedures of their facilities when they happen to be located, you know, within 25 miles of the middle of nowhere.
Could be.
Which is where this place is. That's also, I think, one of the reasons that there hasn't been a panicked response to these people, is even if they decided to do something bad, the worst thing they could do would be burn down a log cabin, or I suppose start a forest fire,
but that
would be crazy.
There's no forest. According to the...
And it's the middle of winter, so forest fire isn't going to do very well either.
But there's not even any trees. Like,
so
there's
are
nothing.
They environmental terrorists or sensibility terrorists? Who or what exactly are they terrorizing in this current situation?
I don't think anyone could claim to have been terrorized by these people. And so we'll get back into that, but I want to let you know about Vistaprint.com. Look, if you need to get business cards made for your business, or as I did, I used Vistaprint to make some Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree palm cards, basically. So they're the size of business cards. They're full color, and they've got the Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, you know, poster on one side, and then kind of a pitch on the other side for people to go to victimlesscrimespree.com and watch the movie. And it's been great because, you know, if I'm someplace and I want to tell someone about the movie, I don't have to get a piece of paper out and write down the URL for the person. I can just grab one of these cards from my wallet, and Vistaprint made that possible, and they do it really affordably. You can get 500 business cards, and you can completely customize them, you know, customize the text, color, backsides. You can even use fancy upgrades to the cards, like metallic, spot gloss, raised print. Plus, they do all kinds of other things, postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, whatever you need for your home-based or small business. Vistaprint can hook you up, and you can use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. It's a special offer just for you, because you're a listener of Free Talk Live. Use code FTL at Vistaprint.com. You'll get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. So it's an incredible price. And again, you can upgrade, so you can pay more if you want, like getting that metallic or spot gloss. It's going to cost you a little bit more there. But 500 business cards starting at just $9.99, and that's an up to 50% savings over the regular site pricing, which is a fantastic deal. There's tons of pre-designed layouts, design options, or you can upload your own design. Maybe you've already got a fancy card all done up and you need to get some more printed. Go through Vistaprint.com, use code FTL. As we continue here from the Washington Post, author Janelle Ross saying she's making the case here, and I think it's a shoddy case, claiming that the people in Oregon should be considered terrorists. Now, she does say, in fairness to those assembled in Oregon, it's true there have been no reports of actual violence, injury, or anyone being held inside the Oregon building against their will. And in the interim, some may feel particularly inclined to take real care with the language used to describe the situation so as not to inflame it or offend people who in some cases have already been troubled by the decision to charge a father and son pair of ranchers with arson under the Anti-Terrorism and Effective Death Penalty Act of 1996. The charge not only carries what many of the rancher's supporters believe to be an unjust 5-year minimum jail sentence, but it brings the very same T-word, terrorism, into the mix.
Now imagine you're reading that, you know, you get your indictment, your lawyer shows it to you, and you say, oh, what have I been charged? Oh, I've been charged with violating the whatever and death penalty act. What?
Yeah,
what the
exactly.
heck do you mean? I set a fire to right. protect my land. What's this death penalty?
It's crazy.
Yeah, it really sort of underscores the war on terror's really ugly underside, where not only do you have a couple people charged under as terrorists for something would be just a routine accident in years prior.
Sure.
But as we've seen during the response, there's a massive sort of popular pop culture labeling of terrorism on this completely unrelated sort of action, and so I think this is really exposes the over-terrorizing of America, the over-obsession with this concept of terrorism, and now the concept of terrorism seems to be thrust on anything we aren't sort of comfortable with.
I think you're right about that. You've seen it in the media where, you know, or people will say, well, is this terrorism, you know, when somebody shoots up a movie theater, or is this terrorism when some other thing happens?
Is it terrorism when they accidentally give me an IPA instead of a lager? I mean, how ridiculous will this get?
If people shoot up a movie theater, terrorism is political violence. People who shoot up
generally,
a school,
yes.
People who are crazy and shoot up a movie theater, they're not doing terrorism. But then again, I don't know if they got a movie theater in France when it actually was Islamic terrorists, or so we believe, unless it was a false flag attack, then that would be for a political purpose, you know. If a bunch of white guys went in and shot up a black church over politics, that would be terrorism. Absolutely.
Well,
or if they shot up a white church over politics, it would be terrorism.
I think we can quibble over this one because, you know, generally terrorism has to do for political purposes, but the definition is the use of violence and threats to intimidate or coerce, comma, especially for political purposes. So it could still be considered terrorism just to terrorize. Not necessarily to have a goal. It's Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Join us on the radio waves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can save 20% or more on your purchases over at Amazon. You go to saveitpurse.com, get started there. The catch is you have to use Bitcoin. We were actually talking off the air, Joel, about Bitcoin and how popular it is here in New Hampshire, at least among the Liberty community. It's still, you know, slowly getting an interest from other folks and, you know, just average people in New Hampshire. But one of the big reasons to use Bitcoin is you can save online. Now, it's cool when a mom-and-pop store accepts it, and we're starting to see that happen in different places in New Hampshire. But you know, online, you can use Bitcoin anywhere at thousands of merchants. And Amazon doesn't themselves accept Bitcoin, so that's why you have to go through saveitpurse.com, because they will help you save big time. And normally, the longer or the higher discount you want, you get to select the discount, 20% is pretty easy to get that, like, within an hour. Somebody will buy what you're looking for. Because basically what you're doing is you're putting your Bitcoin into a marketplace, and someone is literally paying 20% over the Bitcoin spot price. And so the, you know, Amazon's getting the full amount they're requesting for the item, but you're getting a 20% discount. I actually put something on for 40% off the other night on saveitpurse.com, just because I wasn't in a hurry to get, you know, the item. Like, yeah, okay, I'd like to have this, but I don't really need it right now, so I'll set it up at a 40% discount, figuring it would take several days before somebody actually bought it. It was literally, you know, somebody snapped it up within an hour at 40%. So you never really know what you're going to get, and it never hurts to try a higher discount for a little bit if you're not in a rush to get something. Go ahead and try it out. Get started at saveitpurse.com, saveatpurse.com. That's saveitpurse.com. As we continue here, the story from the Washington Post. The piece is written by Janelle Ross, and she is claiming that maybe the people in Oregon should be considered terrorists. Now, I think all three of us here on the show tonight disagree, but let's let her continue to make her case. She says, for those who know the father and son, Dwight Hammond Jr. and his son Stephen Hammond, personally, it's understandable they would disagree vehemently with any government action that implies the men that they know as engaged members of the community are terrorists. But one really cannot help but wonder where similar outrage lives when data clearly indicates that black Americans are far more likely than white ones to face serious arrest and jail time rather than misdemeanor penalties for resisting arrest. Where has the lockstep adherence to careful and delicate language been in all of 2015 when unarmed black Americans were disproportionately more likely to be killed by police than others? Beyond that seeming incongruity, the Hammonds are not among the occupiers. The man who has helped to organize the building occupation in Oregon is Ammon Bundy, and Bundy is the son of Cliven Bundy, a Nevada rancher who engaged in a standoff in 2014 with the government over grazing rights. The younger Bundy has, again, described occupiers as armed and prepared to die. I think it's important to point out here that Cliven Bundy was discouraging people from carrying guns at the protests that happened outside of his ranch. And Cliven Bundy has also spoken out against his son's tactics in this particular case. So just to be clear, not all of the Bundys are of the same mindset here.
Yeah, well, I would imagine that Cliven Bundy is also scared to death because last time he was involved in the situation, he made a comment about black people, which, if you really parse it, basically breaks down to the treatment of black people by the government might be as bad as slavery. But
it came out kind of wrong,
it
right?
Came out sounding terrible. His choice of words was awful. And he's probably scared to death of getting any more spotlight. I would be.
Exactly. I think it's interesting to see how both sides of the mainstream political spectrum tend to be going on this. This is a good moment, and I've written on the original Bundy Ranch incident. I wrote an article about how this incident woke the conservatives up to the problem of police abuse when we saw their own being beaten and tased, etc. And when disseminating that article, it received equal positive results from conservative, libertarian, and liberal audiences. And here we see sort of this is a very good opportunity for us all to collectively sort of come together and some sort of understanding of the over politicization of violence and terrorism, for example. But instead, you're seeing a lot of sort of rising to each other's level of incompetence on this sort of thing, trying to out-shrill each other and trying to sink to equally lower depths.
Your blog post is that over at thedesertlinks.com, your other site?
Yes, that was over a year ago, I believe, I wrote that one.
The armed occupation, back to the post here, of a federal building might be what Bundy considers an assertion of rights and a mere gathering in a taxpayer-financed space, but it would seem to contain the real risk of violence, serious injury, or even death. Now, and I guess that's because...
Of who? Nobody else is there but the protesters.
Right. It would be
if they keep it that way, everybody is perfectly safe. All they have, all they have to do to avoid this becoming a dangerous situation is don't bring any federal agents.
But
and you got
know
a bunch
point.
Of guys sitting around in the woods with guns. It's a hunting trip, and they're not catching anything.
You know, I agree with you. That would avoid any violence. There's no doubt about that. And I think eventually they're going to go home. Eventually, like with the end of the Lane Brown situation here in New Hampshire, which were two tax protesters who the federal government wanted to arrest very much. They had holed up in their house. This was about a decade ago. They had a number of people come out to support them. There was like a big barbecue that the Genesis Communications Networks, Ted Anderson, he's the president, and that's our syndicate. They syndicate our show. So Ted came to their house and threw a barbecue, and there was like 100 or more people that attended this thing throughout the day. Maybe 200. I don't know. I was actually there for it.
I was there too.
You were
actually
there at the barbecue?
Yeah, yeah. I went out there with this guy from San Francisco named Starchild. Starchild was there.
Wow.
And, you know. It was cool. The music there, I actually bought the CD of that band, which was they were very Christian, but some of their songs were wonderful. They did one about how you can take my gun from my cold dead hand that I really enjoyed.
Like Randy Weaver was there.
Yeah,
the
Randy Weaver was there. I met
Rich.
Him.
So it was an interesting time, but of course, as with a lot of things, the support petered out over time as well. And so a number of the supporters who were there, actually on the site, living there, you know, you run out of money at some point. You can only dedicate so much time to something. And you know, those people left, and that was when the feds came in, ultimately, and took Ed and Elaine Brown without a shot fired.
And there's a lesson in that for the activist community, which is if you look at civilly disobedient activists of the past, people like Rosa Parks, you know, they had a community behind them economically that was supporting what they were doing, and that's what made it possible for them to do it. If
right.
there is no economic support going into the liberty community, then yes, sooner or later you have to get home and make something to eat, because you'll starve right. otherwise. And that's why I've done so little activism since I first went to jail, is I just have not had the economic means to do it. And I'm finally getting out of that and starting to do some stuff.
Yeah,
but
I think
yeah,
you've been doing
you
some good stuff recently.
If you're going to have frontline activists,
you, have to have the
you also have to have a rear echelon, because without a rear
right.
echelon, there is no frontline.
Yeah,
it has to be sustainability.
Right.
Sustainability.
And
yes.
there's people who don't understand that, you know, they look at some of the really visible activism, the Robin Hooding, the 420s, the free Uber, and they say to themselves, well, I can't get arrested, I can't do that. Well, no. Most people don't put themselves out on the front lines like that. You know, there's a very small minority of activists in New Hampshire who are doing that kind of thing. And, you know, only so many people can take those kind of risks. And it does require people to back them up, to be willing to come and, you know, feed the pets when they get, you know, if they get arrested or whatever, to keep the lights, you know, the power turned on at the house, you know, to back them in a lot of different ways, and just moral support, showing up at court and things like that. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home,
How safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio waves. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Feel free to reach out to us that way. And you can bring up whatever is on your mind. A lot of people still talking about the continuing to develop Oregon standoff. I don't know if that's even the right word. I'm not sure the federal government has arrived on the scene. I did hear in a news report today the FBI is, you know, working on negotiating with these folks. I'm not sure exactly what the FBI can negotiate. I mean, these people who are in Oregon occupying allegedly one of the buildings, the Malheur Federal Wildlife Reserve, you know, they want the government to become constitutional again. The FBI's hostage negotiator isn't going to be able to come in there and give them that one, right? I'm not saying they're hostages. I'm just saying they're negotiating. And so that's not going to be on the table. So, you know, how this is
What kind of demand? We should write some demands for them. Yeah. Allow Gary Johnson in the debates.
One full Bill of Rights delivered in a briefcase.
So yeah, you're welcome to share your thoughts here, and we're going to go back to your calls here. Let's go to Tom in Nashua. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom. Tom in Nashua. Tom going once.
Hello,
Tom.
I'm still here.
Hello, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you got to turn the volume up. There you go. Now, it's about security safes. I was reading up a company that makes these things, their website says that, you know, these cheap safes coming from big box stores and imported from China, they specify, you know, like what the specs are, the wall width and stuff like that. But what it is a sheet of steel and then a bunch of household drywall and then another sheet metal steel, and they quote the whole thing as wall thickness. So they don't bother to mention that a lot of that wall thickness is household drywall, which is good for fire insulation, but that's about it. And so, you know, it's one of these things where, you know, you got a lot of people with firearms and precious metal that are interested in safes, and they really need to learn about that. And there's videos.
So you're saying buyer beware, safes are not necessarily as they are purporting themselves to be. You need to be careful when you're looking at the specs and know exactly what questions to ask and what to look for.
And careful to install it properly, because if a thing just absolutely could not be moved, you'd never be able to get it to your house.
So
anything can be moved.
I remember moving the Circuit City safe years ago. Our old co-host Sam Dodson, Circuit City closed down, obviously, all across the United States, and they had a store here in Keene, and they're selling everything. So they sold their safe, and it was this massive, huge safe that was so heavy. I mean, a huge group of men were just barely able to move that thing. Man, it can be a nightmare. I think that was one of the good ones. Hey, Tom, thanks for your call tonight. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So is it terrorism or is it treason? Joel, you had heard people referring to the situation out in Oregon as treason. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. I don't understand, and that seems to be a term that's bandied about a lot more common among conservative circles than liberal circles, but in this case it was a liberal who was actually bandying about this term. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because
I think you hear it more out of conservatives these days just because there's a liberal in office. Maybe. I remember hearing the word treason applied to George Bush when he was in office by liberals. It's just, you know, Obama could do anything and the liberals couldn't completely denounce him.
Yeah, and it seems that treason, betraying your government, it sounds like it makes a lot more sense if you're talking about someone employed by said government who then turns coat against and joins with another force.
Mm-hmm.
But for a citizen to protest against government, calling that treason, especially in a country that's supposed to have, you know,
free speech,
supposed to, according to, you know, founding principles, in theory, supposed to be a government by the people, of the people, and for the people, i.e. to serve the people. So how can the people betray the thing that's supposed to serve them? It's a weird sort of circular reasoning.
What they're doing is technically sedition. It's not treason. And there was an Alien and Sedition Act passed very early in American history that criminalized speaking against some war or another. But it was pretty quickly found unconstitutional, I believe.
If you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. A little bit more here from the Washington Post. Their piece here is asking, are they terrorists? Deliberate language choices are always a wise and reasonable move, says the author. That is especially true when telling stories of conflict with government and political protests. But the incredibly limited and relatively soft range of words in wide use Sunday seems to extend beyond all of that. And I don't know if I agree. I mean, I don't think it would be inaccurate to call this terrorism because no violence has been used. But to call them a militia, I think absolutely is kind of, you know, rattling the saber a little bit. I mean, that's...
Have you noticed that they always quotate the word militia?
No, they don't always.
Not what I've seen. I guess not always. The left-wing media quotates it, and the right-wing media doesn't. It's actually one of the quickest ways to figure out the bias of your author is look at whether or not they quotate militia.
Exactly. It's also, it's interesting how the whole war of words tends to be much more emotionally based, and because these are, as it turns out, actual terms that have actual definitions, and those definitions, for example, treason, terrorism, militia, etc., seem to be sort of lost in translation.
She says, going on here, the description of events in Oregon appear to reflect the usual shape of our collective assumptions about the relationship between race and guilt or religion and violent extremism in the United States. She claims that white Americans, their activities and ideas seem always to stem from a font of principled and committed individuals. As such, group suspicion and presumed guilt are readily perceived and described as just, unreasonable, and unethical. She goes on to say that you will note that while the group gathered in Oregon is almost assuredly all or nearly all white, that has scarcely been mentioned in any story. You will note that nothing even close to similar can be said about coverage of events in Missouri, Maryland, Illinois, or any other place where questions about policing have given way to protests or actual riots.
Yeah, that's probably a fair observation. However, I don't think the solution to that is to pinpoint the race of other groups more often.
To dig in further into
it. Yes, it should be to roll it back and just sort of tell it like it is. And unless, of course, you're talking about, for example, a white nationalist or white supremacist group that's that self-identifies, that's a big part of their identity and their mission in this action, then it might be fair to mention their ethnicity, but just random,
a random
other group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the funny thing is that that's actually, I don't know why this is on my mind tonight, but that's another way that I'll snoop out bias in an article is look at, you know, do they describe the races of the people involved and which races are it? Because things that come from, if something describes a bunch of violent people, if it says in the headline that they were black, then it's a right-wing publication. But, and if it says they were white, mm-hmm. it's a left-wing publication. If it doesn't say, then it's one of the, it could be either way talking about the opposite group. It's really strange to watch. As somebody who actually isn't racist, it's really bizarre to watch the way, you know, they both play, both sides are race baiting.
Playing the race cards.
Both sides are race baiting, and both sides are constantly accusing the other side of race baiting, but they're both doing it.
And if that's what sells newspapers or whatever, gets people to tune in to the next news segment after the commercial break, then, you know, I guess you could argue they're just playing to their audience, too.
That's definitely true. I mean, the bigger your audience is, the more likely it is that any given person will see your articles. So yeah, we mostly see the people who play to their audiences because they're the ones who get big.
So we're going to continue here, and we'll talk about Rights Brigade, I think, coming up in hour number three. Joel Valenzuela, the founder of Rights Brigade, which has really taken off in a way that I'm really happy to see, and I think Rich Paul is as well, as we've both been involved with the jury outreach activism here for a long time in New Hampshire, and it's really nice to see it expanding in the way that it has done, which is largely because of your doing. I mean, essentially, you've picked up the ball in, I think, seven counties in New Hampshire or something like that.
Exactly.
And you found volunteers who were willing to help out, because you can't do it all yourself. And we'll talk about that here and how you managed to sort of finagle all that. Maybe some of our listeners can learn a thing or two from, you know, how to facilitate activism and to help other people be better activists. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number if you want to join us here. 855-450-3733. How to be an effective libertarian activist. We'll continue. And this is Free Talk Live.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.